Okay, let's review. Erevin Daf Nun Vav. Amar Rav Yudam Rav. Kol Ir Sheyesh Bamalus Umardos. Rav taught that any city with lots of hills causes people to age early. In fact, Rav Huna Bar Yehoshua attributed his own premature aging to the steep roads between the cities that he would often travel to. Tan Rabbanan, Bal Rav. The Braisa teaches that when measuring the tchum of a circular city, a square has to be drawn around the city, and we measure 2,000 amos from the sides of the square. The square should be drawn Buribua Shalolam, with each side facing a direction of the world, meaning that one side should be due north, another side due south, etc. The Braisa offers two pieces of advice on how to figure out where due north and due south are. First, it could be determined by looking at the constellations. The constellation of a calf is north and scorpion's tail is south. Second, if one draws a line from where the sun rises to where the sun sets on the longest day of the year, that line faces due north. And if we draw a line from where the sun rises to where the sun sets on the shortest day of the year, it faces due south. Rav Misharshia disagrees with the Braisa and points out that even on the longest day of the year, the sun doesn't really rise all the way in the northeastern corner, nor does it set all the way in the northwestern corner of the sky. Rather, it rises halfway between the northeastern corner and directly east, and it sets halfway between the northwestern corner and directly west. The same is true when it rises and sets along the southern horizon on the shortest day of the year. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel teaches a number of rules about the seasons of the year. First, Ein Tukufas Nisan Lefel Asal Ba'arba Rivei Hayom O B'tchilas Hayom O B'tchilas Halayla O B'chatzi Yom O B'chatzi Halayla. The spring equinox always falls out at exactly one of the quarter points of the day. Midnight, midday, 6 hours into night, 6 hours into the day. The summer solstice is always 1.5 or 7.5 hours into the day or night. The fall equinox is 3 or 9 hours into the day or night. The winter solstice is always 4.5 or 10.5 hours into the day or night. Second, there are exactly 91 days and 7.5 hours between each solstice and equinox. Since there is a cycle of 7 stars that each serve in consecutive hours of the day, the seasons are separated by 91 days, 7.5 hours. The change in which star is serving from the beginning of one season to the end of the next is just a half hour. Finally, some physical calamities can strike if the season starts when certain stars are serving, providing that the mullet of the equinox was either in the hour of the moon or the hour of Jupiter. If the Nisan equinox is in the hour of Jupiter, the trees will be ruined. If the Teve solstice is in the hour of Jupiter, the seeds will all dry out. When figuring out the Tchum Shabbos of a circular city, we draw a square around the city and measure 2,000 amos from the ends of the square. When measuring from the ends of the square, we do not draw a circle around it, but view the squared-off city as if it were surrounded on all sides, even in the corners, by squares that reach 2,000 by 2,000 amos. This would mean that a round city with a diameter of 2,000 amos would gain an extra 400 amos in the corner when squaring it off, and then the Tchum would measure 2,800 amos when drawing a diagonal from the corner of the squared off city, which would mean that the actual Tchum Shabbos can be as much as 3,200 amos away from the city itself. Tanya. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, Tchum Ari Leviim, Alpayim Amat, Tzemeyan, Elif Amat, Migrash, Nimsa Migrash, Raviya, Vashar, Sadus, Ukramim. The Tchum around the cities of Leviim is 2,000 amos, and the empty space around the cities is 1,000 amos. The Braisa says that this means that the empty space is 1/4 of the total area. The Gemara points out this math doesn't seem to be correct, because 1,000 amos is not 1/4, it's 1/2 of 2,000 amos of Tchum. So Gemara gives 4 explanations for what the Braisa might mean. The first of which appears in today's daf. Amar Rava, the first two of which actually appear in today's daf. Amar Rava, if the city is a circle with a diameter of 2,000 amos, after squaring the city and the tchum around it, the total area of the city and its tchum will be 36 million square amos. The circle of 1,000 amos drawn around the city will be roughly 9 million square amos, calculating using 3 for pi, and not being precise about pi, which is 1/4 of the entire area. Abaye Amar, if the city is a circle with a diameter of 1,000 amos, after squaring the city and the tchum around it, the total area of the city and the tchum will be 25 million square amos. Of that space, the city itself takes up approximately 1 million square amos, leaving 24 million square amos in the space of the tchum around the city. The 1,000 amos circle of the empty space around the city will be approximately 6 million square amos, which is 1/4 of the 24 million total amos around the city. Whereas Rav viewed the 1/4 as the migrash being 1/4 of the total space, 1/4 of the, you know, the 1/4 of the migrash being 1/4 of the total space, including the city, Abayi views it as 1/4 of the space around the city, but doesn't include the city itself.